What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Muslims Are Scum. Now, when I say Muslims are scum, it's the same thing when I say dirty Jews. Not all Muslims are scum. The vast majority of them are. And I'm going to explain to you exactly what I mean. If you guys hear that sound, whirring sound, that's because I'm charging up my phone through the car charger thingy. In fact, I'll show it to you guys. In case you guys go on trips and shit like that. You see this, guys? I think I got this from Walmart for like 19 bucks. It's a 100 watt converter, okay? It's enough to charge two USB products. And you can charge your laptop on it. So, when I'm traveling around, guys, and I need to be on the laptop, I can simply charge my laptop with this. I either park outside a McDonald's to get Wi-Fi, or I use my own hotspot from my mobile, from my smartphone. So, this is like $20, guys. You can get it from Amazon or Walmart. I think it's 100, yeah, it's 100 watts. So this is all you need to charge up like a smartphone and your typical laptop, assuming it's, you know, 15-inch or smaller. I have a 13-inch MacBook Pro. The bigger the laptop, the more power it's going to take. But for the vast majority of laptops out there, a 100-watt converter for like 20 bucks will do the job. Of course, you can go bigger, get a 250 watt that will charge up, you know, a big ass smartphone. But if you turn the car off like I am right now, it will probably kill the battery. So I can probably leave this on for the next, you know, 15, 20 minutes, maybe half an hour, and I don't have to worry about my car battery going bad. But anyway, going back to today's video, Muslims are scum. So, as you guys know, it's Ramadan, and when you go to the local mosque for iftar, you tend to bring food over to share it with fellow Muslims. That way, it's a good thing, you know, it's charity, you get, like, brownie points with God, I guess, stuff like that. So, anyways, I bring over fried chicken from one of the local stores around town. You know, it's fried chicken, you know, nothing fancy. So I bring the fried chicken over for iftar, and everybody in the mosque, you know, we didn't have that many people, guys. It probably was under 10 people in the mosque, you know, it's not that big, especially on a Monday, Tuesday night, not that many people, especially here in a small community. So I bring over, you know, fried chicken. It's not KFC, it's like KFC, but from one of the small stores. So I bring over the fried chicken, and I put it on the dinner table with all the other stuff that people bring you. And all the Muslims there were like, "Brother, is that chicken halal? Nigger, is that house you are living in with money borrowed from the bank, interest, riba, usury, is that halal? Nigger, is that gas station you own down the street where you sell lottery tickets, alcohol, and ham sandwiches, is that halal? But yet you're gonna come after me for not bringing halal chicken." Now, for those of you out there who don't know what any of this means, halal stuff, our food, a lot like the Jews, kosher food, should be properly slaughtered, okay? Chicken and cow, they need to be slaughtered with a knife. How the Western world does it, especially with the cows, is that in Western nations, they pretty much hit the cow over the head and give it brain damage. That's how they kill a cow. You know, some places do it, some other places don't do it like that. But, you know, I can see how Muslims may not like beef that's not halal, because from an Islamic perspective, you can't eat stuff that has been killed due to physical damage to them. In other words, if, let's say I run over a deer, right? If I run over a deer and that deer dies due to the collision, I can't eat the deer. But if the deer is still alive and I'm able to slit its throat, then I can eat from that deer. So I understand, you know, if Muslims have an issue with cow not being halal, because again, I can't even call it the Christian world, because even Christians are supposed to slaughter their meat. It's not a Muslim or a Jew thing, but again, most so-called Christians don't know, don't care. But I understand why Muslims, again, wouldn't like beef that's not halal, because in all likelihood, the cow might have been hit over the head with a hammer and died due to brain damage. But when it comes to chicken, guys, how they normally slaughter the chicken here in America, because this is like something that's done on a mass scale, you know, like hundreds of chicken at a time are slaughtered. What they do is that they put a chicken upside down on this conveyor belt, right? So they put the chicken up and down, you know, upside down on a conveyor belt. Then they give it like an electric shock where the chicken is not dead, but it becomes, pretty much becomes a zombie, right? It doesn't move. And of course, the reason behind it is that when you slaughter the chicken with that machine that slaughters hundreds of them at a time, you don't want a chicken, you know, like going around like this, you know. You'd much rather have the chicken stunned with its neck, you know, down, hanging down like this, and the chicken not moving, because it's a mechanical process. You're not running around the chicken saying, come here, motherfucker, I'm gonna, you know, break your neck or shit like that. So when it comes to chickens here in America, they are in all likelihood slaughtered by having the neck, by having the throat cut off, even though the chicken might is in a zombie state of because they have to electrocute it so the chicken doesn't move when they're trying to cut its throat with this mechanical machine. Now, another thing in Islam, you know, Islam tells us when you are eating the food of the people of the book, simply say Bismillah Rahman Rahim, okay? You know, what Muslims need to understand here is that, see, the problem with Muslims is they're stupid, okay? They worry about the small things and they don't worry about the big things, you know? This is why a lot of Muslims out there are mentally ill. They're argumentative. It's because religion, in a way, and this is not the fault of religion, mind you, it's a fault of the scumbags we have in Islam, like Mufti Mink, okay? I made a video about Mufti Mink a couple of days ago. The guy's like, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, you know, every Muslim, like, loves him. And then the motherfucker decides to go sit down with a Zionist rabbi who's a big proponent of killing, murdering innocent Palestinians. Yet he's gonna turn around and tell us Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, uwa, uwa. See, this is the problem with the Ummah of Muhammad, you know. They worry about the dumb stuff that not even God and his prophets care about, you know. Again, Islam tells us, okay, when you are eating the food of the people of the book, simply say Bismillah Rahman Rahim. So let's say you're a Christian, you're a Jew, and I'm at your house, and I'm like, yo, man, what are you serving me? Oh, this is beef. This is chicken, okay? As long as I say Bismillah Rahman Rahim, that's all God cares about. I'm not gonna go in your kitchen and be like, yo, bro, can you show me how you made this chicken or beef? No, man. See, Islam doesn't want us to get fucking paranoid, you know. God in the Quran says, do not ask questions to answers if the answer is gonna cause you stress. So you got these dumb Muslims out there. You know, there are fucking retarded Muslims who go to Subway. You know, at Subway, they use a knife to, like, cut the sandwich and shit like that. There are retarded Muslims who go to Subway and they tell the guy who is using the knife, "Hey, can you please use another knife, a clean knife, because the knife you're using might have some ham on it." Motherfucker, are you fucking retarded? You know, if Muslims really want to get religious, like anally religious, the fact that you wake up in the morning in today's world is haram, okay? Oh, look, I listen to music. That's haram. Oh, look, some shiksa is walking down the street not in a burqa. Oops, that's haram. Oh, the money in my pocket, that the dipped base fiat currency that's based on usury, interest, riba, that's haram. The entire existence today is haram. The Prophet Muhammad himself said, everything we do today is based in haram. The key here, folks, is to do the least of haram. Do the least of it. Don't do the fucking retarded shit. God doesn't give a flying fuck if that Subway guy uses a fresh knife versus a fucking knife that may or may not have fucking had ham on it 10.5 hours ago. God and his prophets do not care about fucking small stuff. They care about the big stuff. You see, this is why the Ummah of Muhammad is a laughing stock and punching bag of the world. It's because Muslims are fucking retarded. And they're retarded for two reasons, okay? Number one, they don't have the IQ to do anything of importance. And number two, they love their pathetic lives to the point where they don't want to do anything that might cause them the least amount of comfort, you know? When I moved out to LA, 2022. I moved out almost 19 years ago. I moved out to LA almost 19 years ago. I drove my small Chevy Cavalier. I'm in small town Florida, right? I'm right by the Atlantic. We're like 5 minutes away from the ocean, right? So I drove my car on I-95. I went up to the I-10 in Jacksonville, hung a left, and kept going until I hit the motherfucking Santa Monica Pier, 25 fucking 100 miles away. Do you think I know what was gonna happen? Hell no, I didn't. You know, as you guys know, I became homeless for 5 years living in a motherfucking car. Guess what? Greatest time of my life. You see, as you guys know, I'm Jewish by ethnicity. So obviously, being Jew, you have a high IQ. That's just how it is. Don't get upset at me, okay? So when you have a high IQ like me, you are able to do things on a grand scale. Guys, I don't have to worry about money, and I'm gonna tell you why. If I have to work as a fucking taxi driver, I've done it before, I can do it again, okay? If I have to deliver pizza for motherfucking DoorDash, so be it, okay? If I have to go work construction, making minimum wage, which I have done before, so be it, okay? People like me are resourceful, and we are willing to go out of our comfort zone. Muslims, on the other hand, they're not resourceful, and they're not willing to go out of their comfort zone. And that's because Muslims don't want to take their life to the next level. And again, it's perfectly fine, you know. You know, a lot of people out there, they tell me, yo, Omar, you're 6'3", 260 pounds. You should have been an NBA player. You should have been a fucking football player. Hell no, motherfucker. Do you want me to get brain damage? Do you want me to, not just get brain damage? Do you want my knees to go out? Hell no. I don't want to go out of my comfort zone to do fucking UFC fighting and dumb shit like that. I don't want to get hurt, you know. There's no need for me to do that shit. I'd much rather, you know, deliver pizza and sit on my fat ass all day. So I understand low IQ people when they don't want to go out of their comfort zone. This is why Muslims always take the easy part. You know, the reason why you have Muslims flooding into Europe, it's because of an easy life, okay? They want that welfare. You know, they asked these Muslim refugees who were passing by Eastern European countries on the way to, like, France and Germany. They were passing by Romania, which I've been to. It's a dirt poor country, by the way. And they asked the Muslims, so, why don't you guys stick around here in Romania? You know, the weather is nice, you know? And they're like, Romania doesn't have welfare. That's why I'm going to Germany. Welfare. So, Muslims take the easy way out because, again, they're low IQ. They don't want any sort of pain. They don't want to get out of their comfort zone. They just want an easy life. Which, hey, it's fine. I get it. You know, it's like me, Amr Mitwali, like I said a couple minutes ago, you know. I'm not going to go play football. You know, a lot of people tell me, yo, Omar, come here, play football, man. Hell no, motherfucker. Imagine getting tackled, having brain damage and my leg broken. You know, God gave me a brain. I can use my brain to make money. There's no need for me to go out there and motherfucking chase a ball or dumb shit like that, you know. So, the problem here with Muslims is that it's really crabs in a bucket. That's what they are. Crabs in a bucket, you know. When they see that you are someone who actually has potential, they want to take you down because that's the only way they can actually feel good about themselves. You see, Muslims know that they are scum. Let me say that one more time. Muslims know that they are scum. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said, you know, when Akhir al-Ayyam, end of days, which we are obviously in, comes along, you Muslims are going to be numerous like the sand on the beach. But you're going to be like the scum that floats on the water. When a wind comes in, it blows you away. You know, this is why, you know, the Iraqis folded. You know, this is why the Libyans folded. You know, all these Muslim countries, man, they fold when they have any sort of hardships. They fold quicker than Yogi Obes getting kicked out of a nightclub for harassing white women. Okay, so they know they don't have what it takes to be great, which is fine. Again, you know, the old Indian saying says, too many chiefs and no Indians, no work gets done. We need slaves, okay? The problem here is when slaves actually think they're masters, okay? You know, Western civilization is going through that process right now where you got lefty, liberal, single mothers, degenerates, you know, the scum of the earth people. They actually think that they are masters and strong, successful men like myself and you should actually be subservient to them. That's when we have a problem, okay? The Ummah of Muhammad, you know, Western civilization has only been around really for like 500 years if you think about it. Islam has been around for 1400 years. So obviously the Muslims, you know, they got to this process right now where the Muslims, for the most part, are trivial, hypocritical, and just plain scumbags. Western civilization is actually catching up very, very quickly. In all likelihood, you know, you Western people are sadly and unfortunately, you're probably going to surpass the Muslims when it comes to being scumbags, unfortunately. You know, we are already seeing it, you know. Fortunately, for those of you guys who watch my videos in the Manosphere, especially in MGTOW, you know, your mentality is not like the rest of the people out there, you know. TFM always said 85% of the people out there are blue-pilled, okay? 15% are red-pill, 85% of people out there are blue-pilled. So, you know, the problem here, guys, it's not George Soros, it's not that idiot Mark Zuckerberg. Those really are not the problem. The problem here, it's the fucking retarded blue pillars who actually enable, empower, and encourage them, even though the vast majority of them don't know who the fuck George Soros is, you know. I told you before in one of my videos about Mufti Mink, the video before that, if I can go like this and only exterminate one group of people, I'll exterminate the Arabs before I go after the Zionists. And again, the reason behind exterminating Arabs, the Prophet Muhammad said the horns of Satan will come out from the Arabian Peninsula. Think about it, guys, okay? America went off the gold standard in 1973 or 1972. Why? Because of the Arabs. You see, if it wasn't for Arabs empowering, encouraging, and enabling the Zionists to do what they did, the Zionists would be nowhere as effective as they are today if the fucking Arabs didn't decide to take their side and, again, encourage them, empower them, and enable them. So this is the problem, is when you have freaking hypocrites out there who are, who they'll turn to you and they'll say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, praise Jesus, you know, Shalom, Shalom. You know, there's hypocrites in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, you know. Again, you don't have to be a dirty Jew, dirty Christian, dirty Muslim. You're just a dirty human being. You just tend to use religion as a way to justify your scumbagness, your dirtiness. You know, that's what a lot of these people are out there. You know, no person out there is gonna come out and say, oh, I'm a dirtbag, oh, I'm a scumbag, oh, I'm lazy, I'm pathetic, oh, I don't wanna have any hardships in life, I wanna take out the easy way. They just put the blame on religion. And this is one of the reasons, guys, why I come here and I tell you, hey man, I was in a brothel in fucking Romania, Bucharest, last day. I was gonna fuck Yogi Ope's sister, but I decided not to last minute, and I'll be making a video about that. I am actually very happy and, quite frankly, proud to say I was in a brothel. I'd much rather tell you that than come out here and tell you, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Guys, you know, you guys out there on YouTube, you're seeing it all the time, you know. Look, the Ummah of Muhammad, Muslim people are the easiest people to scam, you know. I'm seeing all these people coming into Islam on YouTube, and they're like, oh, look, my mother, she walked in on me while I was praying. This is her reaction. Bitch, you had 27 cameras taking shots from 98 angles, and you're telling me, oh, this is the first time your mama walked in on you while you're praying? Come on, man. You know, there's all these channels out there, guys, where they are, you got these Muslim hypocrites who are coming out, they're grifting, and the Muslims are falling for it, hook, line, and sinker, you know. Especially if a white girl accepts Islam, you know, I'm seeing all these white girls popping up on YouTube saying, I just accepted Islam. This is my brother's reaction. And the Muslims are like, yeah, you go, sister, you guys are being scammed. Guys, I was praying Tarawih 2 hours ago. Do you guys see? I've been praying Tarawih the whole of Ramadan. Do you guys see me? You know, Allahu Akbar, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah. Motherfuckers, that's called hypocrisy. It's called virtue signaling. God does not like virtue signaling, okay? Religion tells us the real pious person is the one who goes and worships God in a secluded area. You don't fucking go on motherfucking YouTube. Allahu Akbar, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You know, there's just so many things wrong with Muslims nowadays that, you know, the 85% of people out there, they just need to off themselves. And I actually have some good news. According to the Zionist-controlled media, 85% of people in Western countries have taken the Scamarona vaccine, with most Arab countries like fucking Saudi Arabia, Oman, Qatar, Kuwait. You know, some of these Arab countries almost have a 100% Scamarona vaccine rate. So these blue pillars, these fucking people who don't deserve to live, they're, by their own choice, they are willing to off themselves. I mean, have you guys been hearing the Zionist controlled media? The CDC is saying there's this case of hepatitis that they never seen the likes of before, that's killing young children. I wonder where did that hepatitis case that we never seen in the history of man before, that's targeting children, I wonder where it came from. Oh yeah, the Scamarona shots. You guys see that? You know, the Goyim are killing themselves with their own hands. And they're taking their children down with them, you know. It's sad to see children having to suffer because of their retarded parents. But, hey, if a child dies before the age of 13, they get a free pass to heaven. This is why I, Amr Mitwali, am a big proponent of abortions, okay? Would I rather have a single degenerate charmuta give birth to a kid who either is gonna become a thug, terrorist, murderer, and go to hell, or a fucking dirty, dirty 403 charmuta who's gonna go to hell? Or would I rather have that kid, you know, get aborted and end up going to heaven? This is how you have to think, guys, okay? We are at a time right now where conventional thinking doesn't work, okay? You actually have to start using your own motherfucking brain. Because if you think about it, everything we do is haram. Do not get paranoid. Do not let this fucking Mufti Mink hypocrites tell you, oh brother, what you're doing is haram, haram. You guys take me for example. When I was doing DoorDash, sometimes I'd get an order from Total Wine. What do you think I'm delivering from Total Wine? Fucking alcohol. In fact, there are times, I'm gonna show you here, okay? What's this? This is my red card, okay? When you do DoorDash, like as you guys know, I do DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub back in the day. When you do DoorDash, for example, they send you a card like this to buy stuff. You know, sometimes DoorDash would have you go into Total Wine and other stores to buy shit for the customer. And there are times, you know, I go in there and I buy alcohol. You know, I shop and I buy alcohol for the customer. Now, your typical Muslim will say, brother, that's haram, haram, haram. Listen, my job is to get things to the customer. My job is to deliver from point A to point B, okay? When I was working as a taxi driver, I was delivering fucking prostitutes all every night, okay? Am I their pimp? No. My job is to deliver from A to B, okay? That's my job, okay? Now, some people can argue and say, well, you know, going to Total Wine and knowing that you're gonna buy alcohol, you know, that sounds iffy. And yes, you are right. It does sound iffy. Now, you guys have to start using your mind, okay? My job, point A to point B. I'm a fucking delivery boy, okay? Now, if I was working at Total Wine, let's say I worked at Total Wine as a fucking stock boy, okay? My job is to fucking stock shelves, okay? When I was working at Walmart, you know, I had to move alcohol around working at Walmart. What am I going to tell the boss? Hey, sorry, boss, I'm Muslim. I can't touch alcohol. Find some other dude to do it. You guys need to understand. You have to use your brain because, again, everything we are doing today is haram, okay? Now, let's say I'm working at a bank, right? Let's say I'm working at a bank where I do mortgages. That's haram, okay? Because I am signing on riba. I am taking riba. I am giving riba. I am a witness to a transaction of riba. So I cannot go work at a bank doing fucking mortgages and shit like that. But if I'm the fucking teller, you know, yeah, sir, this is how much you have in your bank account. That's cool, okay? If I'm the stock boy at fucking Total Wine stocking fucking shit, that's cool, you know? But if I'm the guy who fucking owns Total Wine, that's not cool. You guys have to understand, okay? If you have power over something, that's when you are held reliable, okay? For example, on MGTOW TV, right? We don't advertise porno. We don't advertise alcohol. We don't advertise gambling. And guess what? I was actually offered the aforementioned. I was actually offered by people to advertise porn, alcohol, and gambling. I don't do that. Why? Because I'll be held accountable in that case. You know, these guys who get their panties in a knot because I bring chicken that's not halal to the mosque, they own gas stations where they sell alcohol. Who told you to sell alcohol, motherfucker? Is somebody putting a gun to your face, to your head saying you have to sell alcohol in your store? That's your own motherfucking store. You decided to sell alcohol. That's on you, okay? So, when your job is to stock shit, who gives a fuck if you're stocking alcohol? If your job is to deliver shit, who gives a flying fuck if you're delivering alcohol or picking up alcohol, okay? Now, I wouldn't go as far as to work as a delivery driver for fucking Budweiser, you know. Let's say I work for a trucking company, right? I work for a trucking company, and somebody says, "Hey, man, you have to pick up a load from Budweiser and deliver it wherever," right? That's cool, baby, you know. But I wouldn't go as far as to work as a delivery driver for Budweiser. I know somebody's gonna say, well, Amar, if you're delivering a one-time package for Budweiser with your truck, I mean, what's the difference than working as a driver for Budweiser, right? Well, you know, this would be very similar to me driving a taxi and picking up prostitutes, you know. I don't have to pick up prostitutes. I can, you know, I pick up various people, you know. But let's say I work for a prostitution company. Listen, there's a lot of prostitution companies out there in Hollywood that will provide you with women, you know. How they get away with prostitution in LA, guys, is very simple, you know. They call it a porno. What do you think a motherfucking porno is, man? Not only is it prostitution, but, you know, you get to make some money off of it, right? You know, I could have worked as a driver for a porno company, you know, taking poor prostitutes from, one location to another, that would have been pushing the envelope. But, driving as a cab driver whose job is to take anybody, that's cool, Again, I know a lot of people are trying to rationalize this in their brain and like, okay, driving a cab and picking up a prostitute is cool, but working as a courier for a as a driver for a prostitute company, that's not cool. Guys, do not overthink shit. Again, everything we do today is haram, okay? That's number one. Number two, God in the Quran says, do not ask questions to answers if the answer was gonna cause you to be distressed, okay? This is why we have a lot of mentally unwell people in Islam today. It's because they get paranoid over the small stuff, like the dude at Subway using a knife that may or may not have touched fucking ham, okay? Guys, stay away from the bad stuff. At this point, yes, do not drink the alcohol. Avoid one night stands, even though that's really what the women want nowadays, and they're all dirty, dirty sharmutas. Stay away from riba, stay away from interest, stay away from usury. Do not buy a house on mortgage. Stay away from the big things that are bad out there. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are gonna say, well, isn't sleeping around, isn't that zina? Well, you have to understand under what context, okay? During the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad 14 years ago, if you did zina, which is sex outside of marriage, you will destroy a woman. Today, these women, not only are they destroyed, they're actually proud of it. Women do not want to have relationships, Hard-hitting health truths, he's now on MGTOW TV under Whoremaxer. And, even he, along with other guys, are saying these women do not want to have relationships. These women are damaged beyond repair, and all they want to do is have freaky deaky sex, okay? So you guys need to understand, Islam is a dynamic religion that is fluid, meaning it adapts to the times that we are in, okay? If you don't believe that Islam, you see, this is a problem with idiots like the Salafis, The Salafis, they believe that Islam is exactly the way it was during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad. Well, if you believe that Islam has to be today the same way it was 1400 years ago, then you have to believe that a 50-year-old man can marry a 9-year-old woman. Obviously, you don't do that. Why? Because Islam adapts to the times that we are in. Look, going out and having random one-night stands, shit like that, I'm not telling you that's right, okay? I myself don't like one-night stands, okay? But you have to understand, how bad is it nowadays compared to 1400 years ago? Again, there are a lot of things out there that, look, a lot of you guys out there are not gonna find a good woman. And even if you find a good woman, and let me tell you something, guys, as somebody who goes to the mosque, I am telling you, if you do find yourself a so-called good woman who's not a hijabi, she's gonna make your life a miserable hell, okay? Okay? A lot of these Muslim women out there, deep down, they're hardcore feminists. Let me say that one more time. A lot of these women out there who are supposedly good Muslim women, deep down, they are hardcore feminists. At least the hijabi that sleeps around, she likes men. But these Muslim women who are like, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, I need a virtuous husband, I don't sleep around, they are very, very rigid, structured women who, quite frankly, don't respect men, and they see men as simply a mule, you know? Guys, I've seen, you know, when I was living in Egypt, I've seen guys, you know, beat a mule to the point where the mule fell dead, you know? I remember, you know, this mule was going up a small hill, right? The mule was going up a small hill, and the cart that was, you know, bounded to the mule, it had so many things on it, and the poor mule couldn't go up the hill. So what did the owner do? Instead of getting off the damn cart and actually helping the donkey, you know, by pushing the damn cart himself, guess what he did? He took out his whip and he kept on whipping the donkey until the donkey fell dead. I've seen it with my own eyes, guys. The donkey fell dead on the ground, and that donkey could have lived if the motherfucking owner got off the motherfucking cart and instead of fucking whipping the damn donkey, he helped the donkey go up the damn hill. See, this is how Muslim women, who are supposedly good girls, this is how they see men, okay? They will whip you, beat you until you die. They will not lift a single pinky or finger to help you. And the second you collapse and die, they will throw you in the garbage quicker than Yogi Obes getting kicked out of a nightclub for freaking out white woman, okay? So you don't win, guys, you know? You guys out there, especially you Muslim guys, you know, you don't win, okay? You're not gonna win with a good Muslim woman because she's gonna make your life a living hell. You're gonna regret your life. You're gonna hate your life. Or you have pretty much dirty, dirty sharmutas who want one night stands. This is the world that we live in. You have to adapt to it, guys, okay? Again, I am not into one night stands. I would much rather have an emotional connection with a woman than wham bam thank you ma'am. Coincidentally, this is the reason why I didn't boink Yogi Ob's sister back in Romania, because I wanted to have that emotional connection with her. I didn't want to fuck her like she's some sort of piece of meat. That's just not who I am, okay? But what I'm trying to get to you Muslim guys out there is that, especially you Muslim guys who are red-pilled, you guys need to understand, you're either on the ark or off the ark. Let me close this. I had the car on for the past 40 minutes. Not on, but I had the car, I had the ignition on without starting the engine, you know. I don't think, this is a good battery. It's a powerful battery. I don't think, you know what, let me start up the car. Oh, started right up, not a single problem. So, yeah, this is a good battery, guys. And like I said, you know, this 100 watt converter I have, you know, I had it on the whole time. The ignition, like I said, you know, the car wasn't on, so it was draining the battery, but I've had it on for like, what, 40 minutes, and the battery's doing well. I even had this light on. So, thank God I have a strong, powerful battery in my car. But the point I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that do not get paranoid, do not get freaked out, you know. You're either on the ark or off the ark, okay? If you are one of the 15% of red pill guys out there, you are in the manosphere, you're especially MGTOW. Do not try to wake up people who are blue pilled, because if you try to wake them up, they're actually going to go out of their way to make your life a living hell, you know. When the Muslims at the mosque, you know, a couple of hours ago were like, brother, 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 is this chicken halal? Did I tell them, nigger? Is the house you're living in halal? Is the gas station you own that you sell alcohol from halal? I didn't do any of that shit with them because, again, when it comes to blue pill people, guys, they're either on the ark or off the ark. And if they are blue pillars, let them be. Do not go out of your way to wake up blue pillars, because the blue pillars will take it on themselves. They will go out of their way to make your life a living hell. Coincidentally, this is why a lot of Muslim channels out there are getting flagged on YouTube and terminated, because a lot of these blue-pilled Muslim guys, these hijabis, you know, they can't stand to... Because here's the thing, you know. See, Muslims are supposed to be goody-goody two-shoes, you know. They're supposed to be, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, I read the Quran, Alhamdulillah, Bismillah. Women love that, okay? Women love that because they know they can be whores, they can be wretched, they can mistreat you, beat you, and then they can say, hey, you're not a good Muslim if you don't accept me being a dirty, dirty sharmuta because I found Allah. You know, you're not a good Muslim if you're not providing Louis Vuitton for me, you know, every fucking day. So when Muslims wake up thanks to a channel like mine, you know, I was one of the first red pill Muslim channels out there, and this is why I got terminated, because I was waking up Muslims and exposing Zionists, you know. Now, a lot of these Muslim channels out there are on the cutting block, you know. At first, Susan didn't want to take down the Muslim channels because the narrative was Muslim good, white men bad. That's the narrative. Right now, anybody who's not worshipping Satan is bad. So a lot of these Muslim guys out there, you know, they're gonna get yeeted off the mainstream platforms, okay? There are three Muslims out there. I believe the channel is called The Three Muslims. They were kicked off of Patreon the other day for hate speech. So this is what you guys need to understand out there, okay? Blue-pilled people, especially hijabis, they do not want Muslims to be red-pilled. You know, the women don't like it because that means they're not going to find that beta box deluxe, like a whoremaxer would say. And the guys who have become so paranoid because, you know, the guy at Subway may or may not have had ham on the knife he's cutting the sandwich with. These guys don't like it when you guys break free from this mental illness. That's what it is, really. We're beyond paranoia. It's mental illness. When everything is haram to the point where you have to ask, brother, is that chicken halal? You are beyond paranoia. That's just mental illness at this point, you know. Again, I would much rather come here, guys, you know. Special shout out to Hormaxer, you know. Hormaxer is doing videos like looking for streetwalkers in Las Vegas, you know. This just goes to show you how sad and pathetic the Ummah of Muhammad is. I, Amr Mitwali, would much rather go down Las Vegas Boulevard, you know, grabbing my junk, saying, no, yo, yo, homie, yo, looking for fucking prostitutes and putting it on video. I'd much rather do that than be a hypocrite like Mufti Mink. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Then go fucking have iftar dinner with a Zionist rabbi who murders innocent people. But this just goes to show you guys, for the Ummah of Muhammad, it's GG. It's game over for the followers of Muhammad. That's the harsh reality of the matter. And again, Western civilization is actually following in that footstep, sadly and unfortunately. And they're catching up. They might even surpass us. But like I mentioned, guys, thank God 85% of the blue pillars out there, they took the Scamarona vaccine. And God willing, they'll die in the next couple of years. But the point here for you Muslim guys out there, you religious folks out there, don't get too hung up on fucking religion, okay? You are better off creating a website like MGTOW TV, doing videos like I do, waking up people, creating a refuge for red pill people than you are going to the mosque and saying, "Brother, is that chicken halal?" You know, you don't want to become mentally ill. And religion can make you mentally ill. And it's not the fault of religion. It's the fault of the low IQ tards who can't see the forest for the tree. Again, we have fucking Muslims worried that the Subway guy might be using a knife on their sandwich that may or may not have touched ham 12 and a half hours ago, yet the home that they're living in is from haram money. This just goes to show you how out of sync and just how disillusioned Muslims are. So, guys, at the end of the day, don't get drunk. Don't do interest, usury, riba, okay? Stay away from the big no-nos, okay? When it comes to zina, guys, again, the harem system is the future. Women out there, they don't want to have a motherfucking relationship. And the very few women out there who want to have a relationship, they don't respect you. And just like I saw a donkey in Egypt get beat to death by an owner who could have took mercy on it and helped it, this is how these women out there who are supposedly good women, they will not lift a single finger to help you. And if you are down and out, woohoo, they're gonna even take it harder on you, guys. So with the modern female today, guys, I am telling you, as somebody who goes to the mosque every day since Ramadan began, I am telling you out of experience, out of seeing it with my own two eyes, if you try to do the halal thing and get married to a good Muslim woman, she's gonna make you regret your life. And you know, you might get lucky with that unicorn, but you don't know, guys. Maybe a year, 2 years down the line, she can change. You know, I was at Starbucks today, and I was, and some old guy asked me to help him with his computer because he had to unzip something. So we started talking, and you know, he married a Chinese woman when he was working in China as an acupuncture person. You know, these people who do like herbal medicine. He brought her to America. He had like a couple of kids with her. And he said, you know, the first 7 or 8 years, life was amazing with her. Then all of a sudden, she like flipped off on me. She divorced me. She took my house. She took my retirement. And now I'm living on a sailboat. So this is how things are with women, guys. You know, that so-called good woman, you know, everything is fine and dandy with her like cotton candy. She can change on you like that and destroy your life with absolutely no regret, no remorse. She wouldn't even think twice about it. This is why I'm telling you guys out there, marriage is obsolete. Harem system is the future. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.